Hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime. This is the podcast which is brought to you by Damiano's. Pizza, pasta, bourbon, beer, everything you need at a convenient location right there on campus. It is so good. Matter of fact, I was at the bar yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
They do a happy hour that is incredible, like half-price drinks if you sit at the bar.
What?
Located at 503 South Upper Street, Lexington. You can call them 859-303-8373. A great place to watch the game. And a little birdie told me that we may be broadcasting this podcast from there next week.
What was the little birdie?
Myself.
It was you.
So we may see you at Damiano's next week. We'll give you more details on when we will record, and we'll probably throw it up on our Facebook page as well so you can participate. Be there in spirit, even if you're not there in person.
That's exactly right. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be on my phone if you're watching the video version. I just got shamed because in our Lee and Haley office staff group chat, they were all like, yeah, Nikita was able to name the group chat. And I'm like, I don't see it on my phone. And then they all shamed me because I don't have the new iOS. Well, I couldn't download it because I have too many pictures and video, blah, blah, blah. So I just had to delete a bunch of stuff. And now I'm successfully downloading the new iOS.
So here's the difference between you and I. First thing you did was delete transactions and conversations with friends and family, I assume.
No, I deleted like 4,000 messages from like a year ago. I just scroll down to the end of my messages, and it's like conversations I had with people from like Christmas and stuff like that. That I'm like, oh, well, I definitely don't need to reference that conversation again.
Periodically, when I try to clean out the text messages, I scroll through randomly, and I got 1,000 conversations, and I decide, is this person important to me or not?
But are you ever going to go back and look at that conversation?
Yes.
Again?
I do.
Why?
All the time.
Why?
What were we talking about then? I'm nostalgic. I'm sentimental. That's the difference between you and I.
Well, the only time I go back and look at a text is if I want to reference something. Like, I oftentimes we'll go back and be like, what did they say about this? What was their mailing address? What recipe did they send me?
Don't you ever want to go back and feel something?
No. I try to never feel anything at all times. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, no. So, well, it's not letting me do it because the Wi-Fi at the TV station where we have to shoot our show, it's just two sticks they rub together outside and say, it's internet.
Not working for you.
No,
huh?
Of course it's not. Like, nothing here.
You have to
anyway,
do that at the house.
I have to do it at the house. So anyway, stay tuned for the new iOS. But anyway, no. So I went through and deleted a bunch of videos that you'll see soon on the show. We finished our 2024 1,000-piece Lee and Haley show puzzle. And so I finally get those videos off my phone, and then I deleted a bunch of messages. Like, yeah, the only time I go back and look at old messages is information gathering. If it's something that they had told me, then I'm like, okay, wait, what did they say about that? Something like that.
Not me.
Go back for pure sentimentality?
Yes.
They said my table was ready.
No, there may be a moment like with my golf buddies. I'm on a chat with them, and there's several different variations of the group. Like, they'll leave somebody out or move somebody in. And I'll go back and go, oh, no, that joke was funny. That made me laugh.
Okay, now
I'm
going to do that.
Hang on to this.
I will do that.
Or if it's a conversation I had with a friend that meant a lot, or family member. I still have voicemails from my long departed grandparents.
I do too.
I don't want to ever lose those.
That for me is different. Voicemails. I have, yeah, voicemails from my my sweet, sweet grandmother that passed away 2 years ago from 10 years ago.
I have voicemails.
I started keeping them a long time ago because I started fearing when she would pass away.
Right.
And so I had the last time she always would sing me happy birthday. She'd call and sing me happy birthday. And if I missed the call, she'd sing it on my voicemail, the whole song. So I have 10 years of her singing me happy birthday.
I have voicemails from people that are aging that I'm afraid I might lose at some point. I have voicemails that I've kept from people that I might kill at some point.
So you can get the anger back
yes.
up. Yeah.
No, I just, I want to be sentimental about it, even though I had to dispatch them to the great beyond.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, voicemails I will keep because there's nothing like hearing a loved one's voice that you can't hear anymore
mm-hmm.
live.
Right. Would you like me to record a voicemail for you?
That I will listen to when I can
hear
it live?
Yes.
Okay, yes, go ahead and give Newell will record it for us right now. Go ahead and give us a little taste. I missed your call. Hey, guys, it's Haley. So sorry I missed you. Leave a message and I'll call you back. Thanks.
Hey, it's me. You're right about everything. Just wanted you to know that. I guess goodbye. forever.
Wait, so you know it's your last voicemail?
Well, that one you can use for later. Now, I'm sure I'll send plenty of voicemails where I'm like, man, you're stupid. But that one you can have, that'll make you feel good.
But...
see what I do? I'm generous.
No, you're not.
The hell I'm not. I'm the most generous person you know.
I know so many more people than I've told you. What does that mean? I don't know. You're such a little copycat. I made a cup of coffee before we started this. Lee's so influenced by coffee. If anyone has it, he's like, man, I gotta get some of that.
Well, it does bring about addiction. Because I smell it, and it smelled good. And I thought, yeah, I'll do a cup of coffee. But I added whipped cream to mine.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a hazelnut coffee with Italian sweet cream.
Me too. Same thing.
And then
thing.
You added whipped cream.
But I added whipped cream.
Now, I was easily influenced, too, because...
I'm sick of seeing my six-pack. I'm so tired of it.
Let it rest.
Every time I take my shirt off.
There it is.
There's the rip.
Yeah. There's the rip.
Come on
I
with
feel
this.
Bad for my abs. They never get a break.
You know, all I want to do is cover up and go to bed.
True. One of my favorite movie quotes from... I think the movie was... it was Josh Duhamel and Katherine Heigl. It is Bobby Moynihan from SNL, but he's playing Josh Duhamel's like buddy in the movie, and he shows up at his house, and Josh Duhamel's like the ultimate cool guy. Bobby Moynihan's his like weird friend, and he shows up and he's holding this. Josh Duhamel opens the door, and Bobby Moynihan is holding a six pack and says, six beers enter, no beers leave. Yeah. It just made me laugh, and I want to make that joke every time. I show up anywhere with adult beverages. One wine bottle enters, no wine bottles leave. Anyway, love him. So,
my favorite Josh Duhamel movie is Win a Date with Ted Lasso. Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Oh yes, he
so
and
good.
What's the guy from that '70s show? What's
Topher Grace?
Topher Grace. Sure.
But that's oh what she's so cute.
Yeah.
What is her name? The blonde.
Is it? I don't think I've ever seen Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. You'd I know about it, and I feel like I should have seen it. Is that Alicia Cuthbert? No.
No. No, no. It's, what is her name? Well, if we had a producer over there, he'd look it up for us, but he's too busy looking at car parts.
I'm looking at nothing.
What?
And whose voice is that? That's the voicemail I want.
Yeah, that's
Nua, our photographer editor. He's also our sound engineer with
you're going to tell me her name, and I'm going to be so upset with myself. She was in that surfing movie. That was her big break.
Kate Bosworth. She's got
Bosworth.
One blue eye, one brown eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect.
She's gorgeous. In that movie, Blue Crush.
Blue Crush, yeah. But she's even better looking in the Tad Hamilton.
Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
That was the sequel to Avatar. Blue Crush.
Oh my gosh. There was Avatar, Avatar 2, and then they ran out of money, so they made Blue Crush.
Yeah.
No, I love Blue Crush.
It's where the Marines steamrolled the Navi. I tell you what, I did not like Avatar 1 at all, and I literally started rooting for the Marines.
What?
Knock that daggone tree down. Let's put a casino up.
Oh my gosh.
I was so angry at the length of it. James Cameron, and I'm watching Dances with Wolves in Space. It's the same thing. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah. Sorry about it.
And I made the Marines, the humans, such archetype villains. It
but
was
we
like,
got to
come
see
on.
Sam Worthington, who I love.
Yeah.
I like Sam Worthington.
I like Sam Rockwell.
Okay. Other Sams that we like.
Mm-hmm. Uncle Sam. You
Uncle
like that guy?
Uncle Sam. Yeah. You know what? He keeps us honest. Sam Rockwell, who he was fantastic as a previous Oscar winner presenter at the Academy Awards this week, had a beard. I was like, Sam, look at you.
I thought the broadcast was fantastic.
Sam Shepard. He's
a
good
guy.
Actor. His teeth leave something to be desired, but that's part of his charm.
Uh-huh. I enjoyed the Oscar broadcast. You know,
loved it. One of my favorites in years.
Ryan Gosling is amazing. He's not from this planet. He's from Krypton.
He's amazing.
Nobody's better looking. Nobody's as adorable or cool or as
you know,
funny
he was in
as
the Mickey,
this guy.
He was in the Mickey Mouse Club, that kids' TV show, and someone said, Justin Timberlake, better be glad Ryan Gosling chose acting.
Yeah.
After that I'm Just Ken performance, he would have blown Justin out of the water.
I think I told you this maybe on the show itself. His vocal performance in La La Land left something to be desired.
Oh, he's not a singer. He's not. Great, and he doesn't claim to be. He's just Ken. He's just Ken. He went all in. And that's something that he said when he first got the role of Ken in the Barbie movie. Everybody was a little like Margot Robbie made sense. It was like, well, she's obviously Barbie. Of course she is. Ken, it was kind of like someone could have easily ruined that Ken character. But he leaned into the comedy of it and the purity of how a doll would feel. And he said his lovely partner, Eva Mendez. I'm not sure if they're married. I want to say wife. I don't know if they're married or just long-term partners. Whatever they are. His love. They have two beautiful children together. She told him, he said that he credits her with helping him really lean into that character and not be afraid and just go all out. And he's done that. And it's just such a joyous
He needs thing. To marry that girl. Don't leave the door open for a guy like me.
Oh, so he won't philander. He needs to marry her.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant, I thought you were speaking as Ryan Gosling, like, I got to marry her or I'm going to step out. No, you're saying he needs to lock her down or you'll slide in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Eva.
I am too. Loved her in Hitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved her in Training Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's something about Eva. She just is so naturally beautiful. Like, obviously, drop-dead gorgeous hair, makeup, the whole thing when she has it all done. But just when she's just normal, her skin is so beautiful, and she's just... Anyway.
Although, there's two ways to look at that, and I'm going to try to do that. Let's say...
Front and back.
Okay. Eva, let's say I get with Eva Mendez.
Okay, let's say that.
I got to follow Ryan Gosling. I could look at it in the negative fashion. Like, oh, my gosh.
Follow him where?
Well,
from
into
from the
places
bedroom.
No man has been before. But I got to follow that.
Yeah.
And that seems intimidating. Yeah. Or am I the guy who took Ryan Gosling's girl? That's an accomplishment. That is hanging a national banner up.
It's
in
all
the
about
rafters.
Perspective.
It is about it.
Are you the other man and you stole her?
Yes.
Or are you the guy that is like, oh.
I love Jimmy Kimmel's joke about how hot Gosling is. He goes, let's just go camping and not tell our wives.
Oh, my gosh.
So I thought Jimmy did really well from a comics perspective. If I have any complaints, and I just have one, like they told him not to do the Trump joke. I'm glad he did because that was a personal attack from Trump. It wasn't really political. I mean, it was a little political, but not really. The only... Because I thought for the most part it was a politically free show, and that's what I want.
Me too.
He made the joke about Emma Stone and how she is an adult with a child's mind. And then
her character from Poor Things, yeah.
He said, just like the Republican rebuttal. Fine joke.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. All right, Jimmy, do your job the way Johnny Carson would do.
He did.
Do your job the way Johnny Carson would do, and now hit the other side.
Okay.
That's where people get a little irritated.
Did he never make a joke about the Democrats ever?
No.
Oh, well. But again, it wasn't a political show. He just made a funny joke about something everyone was talking about, was the disaster of the Republican response.
Okay. But you.
But I see what you're saying to keep people from being upset.
There's not a Joe Biden moment to make fun of?
I don't recall.
There is. My God.
There's so many.
So even
so many
out.
On both sides. There's just too much.
That's all I'm saying. Just even. I think Jon Stewart would have.
I do agree with you. However, if people are keeping that tight of a score.
They have to.
I can understand if he made like a bunch of jokes. You know, then everybody would be like, what is this? Just a Republican slam show? I could get that, but one joke. I'm like, if he made one joke about the Democrats, I'm not going to be over there like, oh, God,
I'm giving the guy a B plus on the jokes, on the opening monologue. Mm-hmm. But that does set you back because it's not balanced.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all victims of our government, more or less. I mean, we got idiots up there.
All sides,
There's
all
plenty
politicians.
Of fodder for both. Don't be partisan.
Yeah.
It makes you appear that way if you don't throw a shot at the other side. It didn't matter who the president was. Johnny Carson went after him. Whether it was Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, he didn't care.
Sure.
George Bush, H.W.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A really poignant tweet I saw one time, and I was like, that is so great. And it was like, again, all politics aside, whatever, however you lean, fine. God bless you. You do you. But it said, love how all of Congress gets in there and is like, we're going to solve these problems. We've got this going on and this going on, as if they all didn't create these very problems.
Right.
They made the laws. Don't complain about the laws now and act like, we don't know how this happened. It's like, yeah, solve the problem. But also acknowledge you all created the same problems. Every law we have in this country is because of you. Many of you have been there a long time or not been there a long time. Either way, you and your cohorts, both sides, independent, whatever. Stop acting like we're all stupid and both sides. It's like, you made the laws. So stop acting like you're mystified as to how these laws are in place.
Well, that's the
you
thing.
You did it.
Along those same
Americans
lines.
Americans aren't as stupid as you think we are.
I love that Kimmel did point that out about Greta Gerwig. Mm-hmm. Some people say she should be nominated.
And they're all clapping.
For best director. He goes, what are you guys clapping about? You're the ones who didn't nominate
her. You didn't nominate her.
And now you're applauding?
Yeah.
Well, of course, the way that's done, though, it really he should have just pointed out the directors. Because the nominations come from the folks in that are in your same field. And then the entire Academy gets to vote for the best. But the nominations come only from the directors.
And then they vote on
So it came from her fellow directors.
Well, she's the most good-looking director there.
Well, yeah.
So,
I mean, Christopher Nolan's not a bad-looking dude, though.
No, he's really not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I prefer Greta.
I do, too. Gentlemen prefer blondes. Yeah. Christopher's blonde, I suppose. I did think it was sweet in his acceptance speech when he won Best Director. He thanked his beautiful wife, the producer of the film as well, Emma Thomas. And he said, the producer of all our films and all our children.
Yeah.
I thought that was sweet. Okay, well, you want to talk about the elephant in the room?
Which is?
Where's the princess?
Where's the princess?
Oh, now that you've brought it up, let's talk about it. Where's Kate Middleton?
Oh, we're going to talk about this.
You said it, not me. You said, where's the princess?
Oh, God. Okay, what do you want to know?
What do you want to know?
We should let our audience know that Noah Day is over in England right now trying to get to the bottom of it.
He really is in London right now on a work trip.
I sent him over there on assignment, and he's going to find out for me.
Mm-hmm. We told him 2 days ago, send us something back while you're over there as you're looking for. I guess with the time change, and he's just so busy investigating, he hasn't sent anything back yet.
You know, you and I discussed this in a Driving Me Crazy, and I pointed out you got upset with me because I said the interest in this seems to be divided amongst the genders.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not fascinated as you are by it. And it's okay. You can be fascinated by it.
Thank you.
But you seem to be upset that I'm not fascinated.
No, I don't care that you're not fascinated by it. I'm upset that you act like there's a problem that I'm fascinated with it.
No,
that's the issue.
I never said there's a problem.
I don't care if you don't even know, if you think her name is spelled C-A-T-E. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that I don't want you to think that it's, I don't need to hear anything from you about it, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm allowed to be interested in that as far as it's going to go.
Okay.
You know what was interesting last night at the time of this taping? So when this episode drops, it'll be 2 days ago. Stephen Colbert talked about it on his show.
Yeah.
And he, for the first time in American media, but certainly on American Late Night, according to everything I'm reading, he spoke and acknowledged the alleged affair rumors with Prince William, named the woman and everything.
Mm.
And he was really just saying, here's all the wild speculation that's going on now that we haven't seen Kate. But it's kind of blown up. It's like, the British press has, it's kind of an open secret. Not that he's necessarily having an affair.
Now, who is this chick?
Here, you know what? I'll pull it up and I want you to try to pronounce what her title is.
Because she's got a title?
She's a, yeah.
Is it Viceroy?
Let's see.
Is she attractive? Because I think Kate is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
You know, his dad was with the lovely Diana and then went to Camilla.
Yeah. Okay. So I want you to read this real quick, just the in black print here. This is the top of her Wikipedia page.
It is Rose Hanbury. Rose Hanbury.
More.
Oh, Sarah Rose. Okay. Sarah Rose. Hold it still. Sarah Rose. Let me look at it here. This is obviously an infection. Sarah Rose Cole Mondeley, Cole Mondeley Marquinez of Cole Mondeley.
Excellent.
Yes, of Henbury.
Yes.
Sarah Rose Cormondeley.
Yes.
So, is that how you say it?
Apparently not. Oh. So apparently how you pronounce it, it's Sarah Rose, spelled Cholmondeley.
Cholmondeley.
Marchioness of Cholmondeley. Apparently, as the Brits love to do with words like Leicester or Worcester sauce.
Or Lieutenant.
They like to, yes, they like to pretend 90% of the letters aren't there. According to British pronunciation, that is pronounced Chumley.
Chumley?
Chumley. It is spelled Cholmondeley, and it's pronounced Chumley.
Chumley.
Like the, I fear, deceased former member of the show Pawn Stars.
His
that
name
Las
was
Vegas reality show. Wasn't Chumley? His name Chumley?
I don't know.
I think he's deceased, poor thing. If not, he was a lovely cast member.
Yeah.
They had a young cast member pass away.
Yeah, a younger one passed away.
I was thinking it was
Chumley. But he wasn't really on the show.
Yeah.
So what does lady look like?
I saw a tweet, and I'm not being mean. Someone said, why do all the British royals cheat with someone who looks like the Sheehan version of their present wife? You know, Diana to Camilla, and then Kate to...
Oh, Lord.
There is a Chumley.
Chumley?
Yeah. But I don't think he's dead. Well,
oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. I thought he died. It was another younger cast member, because I like Pawn Stars.
No, it's a horrible photo, though, isn't it? I mean, surely.
She's...
Oh, there she is meeting Kate.
They were friends. They're no longer friends. And that's why I think people have fed into the belief that William may have been stepping out.
Stepping out with my baby.
So anyway, it's been kind of an open secret, apparently, what I've read in the British press. Maybe not necessarily that he's definitely having an affair, but that the rumors are swirling. But apparently British press won't really report on it. I don't know why, out of respect for the royal family, blah, blah, blah. Well, now American media, we're so fed up with these fake Photoshop pictures and all the lies coming out of Kensington Palace and intrigue. They're like, well, I guess we're going to talk about
it. But now let's play devil's advocate for a moment. Maybe Kate is a piece of work. Maybe he's neglected all day long. Maybe she said some horrible things to this poor guy who's got, you know, the entire kingdom resting on his shoulders.
Or maybe no one's cheating. Maybe she literally just had a really serious surgery and is recovering, and the Kensington Palace PR team that consists of, I don't know, a dog and a six-year-old has blown this. Yeah. Because they've created this firestorm of intrigue where... Let's pretend it's all innocent, that she did just have surgery and is recovering. They themselves have no one else to blame for all of this speculation.
Maybe they don't care.
Yeah. The obvious AI/Photoshop Mother's Day photo is so horrible. Then the new photo that they released of them in the car, which is so fake, obviously. And then the photo of she and her mom in the car that now people are like, we don't even think that's her. It's just, none of it was necessary. They said in the original press release when she had the surgery, you won't see her till Easter. Easter isn't here yet. So really none of us can say anything till Easter. If they don't produce Kate Middleton the day of Easter or the day after Easter, I think is when the police need to be called. If we don't see her, Queen Elizabeth will call from the phone in her grave, okay? Mm-hmm. Because someone's got to stand up for this poor woman.
Yeah.
Again, it could be totally innocent. I don't think so. I think they're hiding something. I think either...
Based on what? The royal family history, starting with Anne Boleyn?
The royal family was around before that.
No, but I mean where it went
That's
sideways.
When it got crazy. That's when he left the
Where spouses
Catholic,
started to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he left the Catholic Church so he could have a male heir.
That's right. And he did not. He did have one, but he died at like 15, 16 years old.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
From Anne Boleyn?
No, his name was Edward, I believe, and I can't remember who his mother was.
Catherine of Aragon?
It might have been. One of the first, I had Mary, and then Elizabeth, or Elizabeth and Mary, then Edward. I don't remember. But anyway.
Kids ruin everything. Why not just go vacation in France on occasion? Well, you got to have a male heir for Corona. Well, I think what he was afraid of, that someone else would come usurp the title from
him. Yeah. Well, back then, a woman couldn't. Well, I don't know why, because then the women, his daughters ended up taking over.
Yeah, eventually Elizabeth did.
But then she had no children.
No.
Hate it.
Probably got that from her dad.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm deep in the Kate Middleton Twitter drama. I love it so much. I haven't been this excited about a mystery since the Ocean Gate submersible went missing. And being on Twitter every second was thrilling.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. It was, awful, awful tragedy. But Twitter was all over it. Mm. Everyone, I mean, news outlets, but also just regular people making jokes about it, but also like obsessed. Because it was, that's what's so exciting about being in the current internet world and social media world is the connectivity of people around the world on a certain issue. When there is something going on, we can all talk about it at the same time. And in my opinion, no better place to do it than Twitter.
In a former life, you were a piranha. You love a feeding frenzy.
Oh my gosh, I love a feeding frenzy.
You do. You love it.
I do.
If everybody's talking, you just want to hear about it. You consume it. It's just some carcass, some big cattle carcass laying there. And you're going at it.
Leech. I want all the information. I need
right.
it. But anyway, so the Oceangate thing was fantastic and fascinating and a true mystery. And that's what's equally enticing about this is the mystery of like, where is she? The most photographed woman in the world. And y'all are giving us these D minus, obviously photoshopped photos. Where is she?
You should work for TMZ. I think you'd like to sit around and talk about this nonsense.
Yeah. A tweet I saw yesterday was, y'all need to lay off Princess Kate and her bad photoshopping because she's facing a lot of issues right now. First of all, she's dead. Mm. I was like, oh, dear.
Well.
Yikes. So those are our options. She's either dead, and let's all pray that that's not what's going on because, I mean, maybe she is, and that's horrible.
That girl ain't dead. I don't buy conspiracies that you can't keep people's mouths shut. Was it this last podcast I talked about that? Bill Clinton couldn't keep his service that was rendered to him by Monica Lewinsky. Just those two in the Oval Office on Easter Sunday, he couldn't keep that quiet. So how are you going to kill a princess for crying out loud and keep it quiet?
Maybe they didn't kill her. Maybe she died.
What?
I don't know. Humans are susceptible to death.
I've died several times.
Have you?
On stage.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, let's all hope it's innocent and they just need to do a massive overhaul of the Kensington Palace PR machine. But I don't think so. Something bad has happened.
Okay.
I'm talking about the big D and I don't mean Dallas.
Death.
Death or divorce.
Oh, divorce, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Nua, thoughts?
Well, you're bringing him in.
I don't know.
What does he
know? I
know
you
about?
Hate it.
I had to
you
stop
You yelled at him
it.
The other day for asking questions when he heard Bridget and Nikita yeah. and I shrill conversation
and
about
I
it.
Think I talked about this maybe on the show, but yeah, it was the room divvied into two parts. It was the female part and the male part. And you...
Which parts?
Well, you and your cohorts over there talking about this in just in a salacious, rapturous way. So excited. And I walked over to the room with the boys, and they're working. But then I look over, and this one, Nua, he started to look it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a stop to that right then. I said, stop it. You, sir, shall not.
But why?
He doesn't need to be involved in the gossip rumor mill with you ladies. He needs to be sitting over here watching Monty Python videos with me.
I don't think she's dead.
You don't?
No.
Good. I need to hear that.
No.
Where do you think she is?
I have no idea. But I think there's no reason to hide it if she died.
Unless.
They would just have a royal funeral and call it a day.
A royal funeral and call
okay.
it. And
yeah.
That's the kind of insight you get
yeah.
from him.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I didn't want him looking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, he'll have these kind of crap opinions.
Yeah. I mean, the most blasé care for one of the most beautiful human beings on the planet who's done nothing but produce three beautiful heirs.
She may be
to
a
soon-to-be hairless man.
I think you see yourself in Kate Middleton.
I wish that I saw myself in
I
Kate
think
Middleton.
You do.
I aspire to be Kate Middleton. But honestly, here's my thing, because some people are saying maybe she's had a mental breakdown mm-hmm. from all the stress. And I've wondered, how has she not had a mental breakdown? The stress that woman is under.
Yeah.
To look perfect, be perfect all the time, raising three human beings, being married to a man who's losing his hair,
mm-hmm.
vacuuming, cleaning her house, doing
sure.
her laundry.
Right.
He was handsome when he was younger.
He really was.
Who, William?
Yeah.
Yeah, William.
He's still handsome. So what? He can wear a rug.
The
a
fact rug. That he can't get implants in his hair, the fact that the royal family has overlooked what is an easily solvable problem in this day and age,
it
which is that. Male pattern baldness.
It ain't that easy. Look
does
at Joe
not
Biden.
Shock me now.
Joe Biden had hair plugs.
Does not shock me now. Well, Joe Biden is a titch older than William Lee.
Yep, yeah, but he has.
Does
those
no longer
hair
shock
plugs
me
a
that
while
this photoshopping
back.
Disaster. If they're that bad at fixing Will's hair, then fine, they're that bad at photos.
Now,
you're telling me that he can't do anything to help the hair loss, unless he loves it. But I don't think he does.
A lot of men think that being bald is a sign of fertility and vitality.
I'm not sure where that comes from.
And virility.
One more V word and you win a prize.
You know, if I identify with a royal, it's probably Camilla.
And how so?
Well, people think I'm ugly. And no one listens.
That's not nice.
No one listens to me, and you know, I'm just overlooked all the time.
Mm-hmm. You know, in Harry's book, he referred to Camilla as a Rottweiler, not by looks, just saying her
tenaciousness.
Yeah.
Well, I like Rottweilers.
One nearly attacked me at my dad's vet office in the waiting room when I was a kid, and the leash they had him on, and now I understand, was a chain leash, and I can still hear the chain leash catching taut when the owner was saying, no, and I look, and the mouth of what looked to be a stone gargoyle from the castle in Beauty and the Beast come to life in Rottweiler form right at my face. That dog could have killed or severely maimed me. But it didn't, thanks to that chain leash.
I was in a garage.
I hate Rottweilers.
With a Rottweiler.
And by that, I mean I'm afraid of them. Love them. I think they should live. No, take great care of them. You just know I'm scared of them.
And he was every bit of 120, 130 pounds. And he decided to love me. And stood on his back legs with a cigarette in his mouth. And shoved me against the garage wall.
And now you said, Eva, not here.
His paws, his front paws are on both my shoulders as he's staring me face to face. That's how big he was. So he's the same height as me on his back legs.
So you're facing one of
them. Yeah. And there was nothing I could do. And all he's doing is just looking at me.
Oh.
Like, who are you?
Oh, he wasn't hunching?
No, or humping, no.
I like to say hunching. I don't know why. I think.
But he had me against the wall, and he's just looking at me and breathing hot air. And it was like, you know, I could kill you if I wanted to. And I agreed with him. Yes, sir, you could.
Uh-huh.
Please don't.
And then what happened?
I went home and changed my pants. It was my buddy was working on a car or something in this garage. It was another friend of ours.
Mm.
But I thought, my goodness, this is a powerful animal. There's nothing I could do if this thing attacked me, I don't think.
Yeah.
Unless I've got a weapon.
Do you carry a pocket knife?
No.
Any man worth his salt carries a pocket knife. Mm-hmm. Any man worth his pocket knife carries his salt. You always have salt now.
Well, he's got a big knife in his car.
He does. And that was from our survival segment that we made you film. We bought you like a camping knife and you keep it in your car now. Mm-hmm. Do you keep it for self-defense?
No. I mean,
sometimes I have a big meal and I got to cut my belt off.
Well, I have a handgun, obviously. But
where in your car?
Well, I don't want to tell you where it is. But sometimes you want...
You'll only find it when I want
you want
to
those
find
moments
it.
To be intimate.
Oh, yeah.
So the knife is for when I want to tell somebody to go, shh, sleep. That's when I like it when it's up close.
Do you?
Yeah.
How many souls have you sent to heaven?
None.
None.
That's not true.
Let's
plenty.
Have our attorney here.
Okay.
Before
you ask
commit,
me,
you
well,
admit
I don't
to
actually,
a murder.
I don't know. I'm not talking about murder.
I am.
I'm talking about salvation.
Oh.
He's talking about pulling the plug on grandma.
Oh, dear.
No.
I could never make that choice. I'd have to outsource it.
I know you'd pull the plug on me. You wouldn't think
Why
twice
Why would I have the choice
it?
To pull the plug on you?
Who else is going to do it?
Because you know the anxiety that would give me, and that would be your last... Your
breath.
Last dig at me would be like, and make Haley choose.
You would pull the plug. You wouldn't think twice. I know you.
You want me to not pull it? You
want
to sit there and suffer and look horrible?
I see, that's the problem. I want a shot at life. You won't give it to me. You wouldn't.
Is
I know
this
you
the continuation
wouldn't.
Of that voicemail you're leaving me? I want a shot at life.
I need to add that to that voicemail.
You do.
Please let me live.
Gosh.
Give me at least a little while, will you?
Yeah. No. I don't like that kind of power. I don't like power over anyone's anything.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Except when I've got my little pocket knife and I say, shh. Okay, let's talk about the show this week. Of course, The Lee and Haley Show, which airs across the South, Kentucky, North Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi.
Yep.
Our home market is Lexington, Kentucky. That is why we are sponsored by the delicious Damiano's. Get their margarita pizza. So good.
Now that's your favorite, yes.
It is. So later on this week, or actually today on the show, our Irish dancing piece aired because St. Patrick's Day is coming up this weekend. We went to McTaggart Irish Dancers and learned how to Irish dance. She said, our instructor, I think we shared last week, but if you see the piece, you'll really see what we're talking about. The instructor said that, Allison, said that you brought passion, less talent. I brought more talent, less passion. And so if we could become one, maybe what we should do is you get a, like a one of those baby harnesses, but made for an adult, and I'll get on. No. You, how would we do this?
I don't know, but you're describing a sex swing right now.
Like those big baby harnesses where moms will hold their baby on their stomach.
Yes.
So you and I could be one good dancer. You'll be in that on me, but facing the crowd. Oh. So you can jazz it up to the crowd, but it'll be my legs dancing.
Be your legs, gotcha.
I'll be dancing, you'll be emoting.
Yes.
Do you see?
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, in our Driving Me Crazy piece you'll see here soon, there is such a talented ventriloquist, a lady from Australia.
I love her.
Her name is Nina.
I have no idea, but I love her.
Nina Conti. Yeah, look her up on YouTube. And she does this one bit where she brings audience members up and gives them a mask that's animated by hand controls.
That's so funny.
And she provides their voice. And they're cartoonish looking, but it is so brilliantly done. I loved it.
How she switches at one point from three different characters.
Yeah.
Seamlessly, and you can't ever tell that she's it is so
good. Technically speaking, maybe one of the best ventriloquists out there.
She's so good.
You don't see her mouth move at all.
Mm-mm.
She's so good.
So good.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, but we put Nina, that, Lee showed me that, showed me a recent piece of hers, and I'd never seen it, and I was cracking up. Absolutely hilarious.
And Nina is a hot piece of Australian.
A hot piece of Australian.
Yes, she
yeah.
is. Those people in Australia are just beautiful.
There are a lot of pretty Australians.
I just want to go down, go under, go down under. What am I saying?
I don't know. Maybe take her out for lunch first. I want to go down under. I want to go down under.
Who said that?
Oh, Lee, I didn't even know you were here. Well, give me a minute.
I didn't know that talk, Nina.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. I do want to go to Australia, but it's like the flight time scares me, but I'm like, I could just get over it. Enjoy. That's when, if I was going to fork out the dough for a business class or first class ticket, it would be for a long haul flight like that, because it would be worth the money for me and I would make the flight part of the trip. I would just enjoy the flight, sit on back and relax.
I
want to go to Bondi Beach and have a flat white.
Okay. So I was
a cup of coffee.
I was on a couple of flights,
and I want to talk
over the weekend. And I have discovered that I
am intolerable to fly with.
I'm a victim of what is known as airplane ear.
Yeah, what
I is suffer
that?
From it. I need to start a GoFundMe and a page for fellow sufferers.
What's the name of the page?
This.
So you haven't really thought much about it. You've just had the initial.
It's called Dum Da Dum Drum. I got to find a way.
I can't wait to see the commercial for that. And it's you going, do you suffer from, what is it, air?
Dum Da Dum Drum. Oh, airplane ear.
Do you suffer from airplane ear? Go to my website, dumdadumdrum.com.
Yeah. So my Eustachian tube, it somehow doesn't, it just is messed up.
Okay.
Both of them. And so when you decompress, either on ascent or descent, the air outside is squeezing my brain and my ears, and everybody goes, well, you just gotta chew gum, and I do all of that. I chew gum.
Airplaneear.com or Dum Da Dum Drum, do they not offer ways to?
And they talk about that, but then they say some cases are so severe, and I'm one of those.
Of course, you're the extreme
yes.
example. You always,
I am.
You always think that you suffer more than anyone else when it comes
I
to a
do.
Given ailment. You're like, no one can possibly know how horrible this is.
You don't. I ran through the aisle holding my head like this, going, oh, no.
And then I opened the emergency door, and would you believe it? That Boeing door flew right off.
Yeah, we need to decompress.
Oh, if only there was a whistleblower.
Yeah. No, don't start that. Mm-mm. Here's another conspiracy.
What do you think Kate knew about Boeing?
Yeah. But anyway, I if anybody's out there, so
God,
if anybody's out there,
help me, Lord. Yeah. No, write in and.
Well, if you know what I'm talking about, but it's bad. It doesn't get better every time I fly.
Yeah, you got to do something about that. Either never fly again.
No, I can't do that.
I love the air.
Yes.
Or
I can't go scuba diving under 8 feet.
Mm-hmm. When do you? Okay, well, that shouldn't impact you that much. Impact you. I hate when people say impact you.
I can't get in the deep end under 8 feet.
When are you doing that?
When I'm with my nephews and we're looking for quarters.
Oh, dear. I do remember once almost passing out when we were collecting rings at the bottom of the 6 feet deep end at my community pool as a kid. I was so committed to getting this one last ring. And I thought, I don't want to go back up for air. I'm already down here. I'll just swim a little further. And I remember getting to the top and being like,
barely made it.
Never again.
Yeah.
Fruit basket turnover. I'm going to have to sit out this next round.
Yeah.
Red Rover. I'm going to go eat some Cheetos by my mom.
Yeah.
Mm. There is no greater feeling. I saw this on TikTok the other day and I was like, oh my gosh.
Then
when you're at the pool as a kid, mm-hmm. and then you get out, you put your towel on, you sit on one of those beach chairs, and your mom opens the cooler and you eat a sandwich and some chips. There mm-hmm. is no better feeling than after a full day of swimming and you're sitting there in your towel and you're eating and you're just like, oh man, what a great day.
I don't think there's a better feeling than when you've been in the water all day and you're tired and now you're cold and you've gone into a air-conditioned hotel room. Or home.
Were you going to say a refrigerated yes, room?
A refrigerated room.
When I go stand in the fridge after.
And then you urinate.
Oh.
That feeling of relaxation and warmth.
That's what that Rottweiler was after.
Yes. It's
no, so yeah, good. You, yeah. Okay, sure.
Oh, man, that feels good.
Now as an adult, the best feeling is, yeah, when you come up from the beach or the pool and you get a shower and you get to put on like your soft pajamas.
And for dinner?
Oh, well, if you go to dinner, but like if I'm at the beach and we're not going out to dinner, we're cooking or something, I just put on like cozy sweatpants or something. Mm. And your skin's a little sunburned. And then.
By the way, you know that I got a little too much sun when I was down south. Here's what.
In Australia when I was down south.
Yeah.
Yeah, you on your beach.
Let me ask this question.
Okay.
You act as if I am the most grotesque. You treat me the way the Brits treated the Elephant Man.
I don't.
Because my
don't.
Face is peeling a little bit, my forehead. Here's what you did in the car. You gagged. I'm not touching you. I'm not doing anything to
Lee's
you.
Lee's forehead was peeling, and I barely noticed it. I didn't say anything. Bleh. And then we turned the cameras off, and the boys that will edit this piece, Noah or Caleb, will get to hear. In the driving we shot yesterday, once the cameras cut off, we left the mics on for a minute, and only because I couldn't turn them off because I was gagging so hard. So there's like a good 30 seconds audio of Lee going, what? Stop, you're embarrassing me. And I'm like, because you had a big flake of your peeling skin parading itself off your forehead. And then you're like, what is it? Get it. And I'm like, I don't want to be dramatic here, but I would sooner die.
You're a horrible person.
I
do nothing but lift you up, even when you may not be at your best. I always
think you're grossly. I can't help it. Things that gross me out. It's why I didn't go into the medical field, because I knew that I can't handle it.
When I was a
the
kid.
The human body, while an amazing piece of machinery, God, you are a real
especially
thinker.
Especially mine.
It is disgusting. Okay. And I just can't get around that.
When I was a kid, my dad, who is more fair complected than I am, and that brings up a lot of questions for
sure.
My mother,
uh-huh.
But he would burn. And as kids, we would gather around.
Oh, no, you're going to make me gag.
And peel
Lee?
Him in these
oh, my God.
Sheets.
That would come. But I'm really praying.
It was fun.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, look at that. That dad flaked a big one off there. Like we're roofers. It was so good. Much less a little tiny flake of skin that was riding next to you in the automobile.
Stop it.
Will you stop it?
You stop talking.
Quit acting as if I'm disgusting. It hurts my feelings.
Lee, I have no control over my urge to hurl. And if you continue, I will throw up into your coffee cup. What's something that grosses you out?
You know what it is.
Hair and food.
Yes.
Get over it. You make my food feel disgusting when you freak out over a hair and
that's
a food.
Not a person.
It's a big, long hair.
Yeah.
And we don't know who it came from. And it's right across
well,
the top.
Well, if I don't know who it came from, that makes it even
worse.
Of your
Salisbury steak that you ordered.
Yeah, that would make me throw up.
It's actually wrapped around your fork with a spaghetti noodle.
Yeah,
and it's halfway in your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're calling up the gag reflex.
Am I?
Yeah, it makes me do it. But that's not
you. But you're
you.
Hurting me.
I don't look
at I like my food. Oh, wait, it turns out it is my hair. What's wrong with my hair? It's okay. Not disgusting.
That is, you're talking about.
I wash my hair every day.
Did I put anything into your mouth? I did not. You are putting something into my mouth. If you think this is equivalent, you're insane. You were just looking at me. You're getting look at somebody and gag. Don't you understand how rude that is?
Okay, I will hide my gag next time your skin cells are flaking off into your Mercedes Benz. Okay, you have my word. All right, let's move on to a couple of, we actually have some viewer submitted topics. As you guys know, at the end of each of our episodes, we answer random questions submitted to us by listeners or viewers, if you're watching on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel, the video version, or our staff members. So hit us with it, Lee.
Yeah, if you can write to us like Ruthie B did, Ruthie B12, at ideas@leeandhaley.com. And this is for you. She goes, have you ever had a hair disaster? Like, did it end up in Lee's mouth?
Oh, my gosh. That time at the Spaghetti Factory.
Oh, I haven't been to Spaghetti Factory forever.
I haven't either. We went to one in Nashville when I was a kid. Anyway, yes, I have had one absolute hair disaster in my life. And I thought I was going to have to shave my head.
Oh, it was your head. Okay, good.
It was my head, yes. My friends and family, we refer to it as the Albert Einstein incident. So I went and I was like, I can't remember what the reason was, but I went to like the beauty school to get my hair done, to maybe like a cheaper haircut or something and color. Well, this girl is supposed to do highlights on my hair. Well, I guess maybe it was her first day. She puts highlights on my hair. I don't know what she did wrong. She left them on there way too long. And I kept being like, hey, I think it's been long enough. You know, I get my hair colored, you know, every 2 months for most of my life. So I was kept being like, hey, you know, we need to, don't you need to watch? Kept coming over and looking at me and be like, no, they're just not pulling the color. I'll come back. I mean, it's at this point, I'm smelling burning. Yeah. And I'm like, I need to get this off my hair. She's like, okay. So she goes to rinse it out. My hair is not blonde. It is white.
Yeah.
Where she put the stuff and left it in way too long. It is white and brittle like straw.
Yeah.
And as she's brushing it, it's just breaking off and falling out. And then she cut it. And so it was short. And I'm crying at this point because I'm like, well, my hair's ruined. I think I'm in college. And I'm like, what am I going to do? I can't save this hair. I'm going to have to shave my head like V for Vendetta, which looked great on Natalie Portman.
Yeah, I thought she was hot.
Not me, a tender Tennessee college student who's in broadcast journalism classes.
Right.
Okay, it wouldn't be chic on me. So I'm crying. My mom comes there. She's upset. It's like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? The salon.
What did the girl say when she?
I'm so sorry. And then her instructor comes over and is like berating her. It was a scene. I'm crying. She, I think, was in tears. Her instructor's screaming at her. Her manager. It was just unbelievable. So my friend, I went back to my original hairdresser who was like, why would you ever go to anyone else? I was like, I don't know. She gives me this life-saving product, this deep conditioner that I don't know what was in there except the tears of virgins and real gold. Because she gives it to me. She said, put this on your hair tonight, sleep with it on there, rinse it out in the morning. Mm. Well, I put it on there on the short, now white hair. And when I wake up in the morning, it has dried into this. And there's a picture floating around somewhere, but this is probably 15 years ago. So it's on some old Nokia phone. I have no idea where it is. Probably my parents' basement. I get up and I come downstairs and my mom and dad, we all just start laughing hysterically because it's short and has dried and it's like the dry hair soaked up the product and then my hair kind of went up like this and dried and I looked exactly like Albert Einstein, exactly like Albert in many of his pictures with crazy white hair, and we took a picture. I mean, I look like E equals MC squared.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
The theory of relativity.
I rinse it out, and this was like the moment of like, I'm going to have to shave my head or we're going to salvage this. Somehow, it brought my saved my hair from having to be cut off, and I went to the hair salon and got it dyed brown again. That was the worst. It was so traumatic. It was horrible. The Albert Einstein incident of probably 2008 or something like that.
I don't know how you did it. This is also for us. What are you looking at? This is another question from Ruthie B. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. For Leanne Haley, what's your favorite and worst high school memory?
Hmm. I don't know. I loved my high school experience. But of course, there were negatives here and there, you know, friend fights and drama and high school drama and all that stuff, too. But I was homecoming queen for my high school,
yes,
my senior year. And that was a real highlight. That was really fun. And I felt very special and beautiful. Another highlight, I vividly remember scoring a goal against our in soccer against our biggest rival. And it was a huge moment. Yeah. Everybody was freaking out. And yeah, I remember that vividly. I'm feeling awesome.
My worst high school memory was they voted me homecoming queen. And I said, come on, guys. This isn't funny.
Yeah, sure.
Having to wear that gown there at halftime.
Oh, you went all the way through and you're like, it's not funny.
Well, I mean, you got to if you're elected.
You have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
My court was jealous.
A bad memory was I got my heart broken very terribly when I was a junior in high school. It was like my first real serious boyfriend, mm-hmm, and he dumped me and absolutely broke my heart. And it's that first time I'd ever really had my heart broken. Mm-hmm. And it was that, if you've never had it before, it's that physical pain, heartbreak.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember having to go to school the next day,
right,
and having to see him and all my friends around me. And we were all trying to be very tough and stuff. But I remember the second I saw him, I was just like sobbing in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And it was so embarrassing, but I couldn't help it. It's like the pain was so extreme. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I guess I'll never survive this. And now I look back and I'm like, what a loser.
Yeah.
That guy was. I'm sure he's fine and happy.
See, I
now.
Don't
I don't
think
know.
That.
I don't care.
I always blame myself because I got my heart broken in high school and every year after that.
Oh, my gosh. I think I told that breakup story once at our old show, and some lady wrote in and was like, how dare Haley call her ex a loser? He deserves to so-and-so. And then finally I told on the show the next day, I was like, well, he not only dumped me, he cheated on me. So you can defend him all you want, sister.
Yeah, mine cheated on me too.
Oh, dear.
But I don't blame her.
I was the homecoming queen after all.
I was the homecoming queen and quite the loser. Why would you want to be with me?
All right, one more question, and then we'll wrap this baby up.
Bridget. Okay. Said, if you were to start a rumor of conspiracy theory about yourself, what would it be?
Oh, my gosh. What a good question.
Yeah.
A rumor or conspiracy theory?
About yourself.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I don't know. You want it to be something. It's like, if it's a really good thing, I'd want it to be true.
Right.
What are you doing over there?
Well, I'm thinking.
Okay, well, you go then. I can't think of anything I'd want to... Every rumor I'd want to start, I just want it to be true.
Well, that I fight crime at night.
Okay. Did you guys hear Lee Cruz fights crime at night?
I see him walking the streets late at night, which is true.
Yeah, but you're not
solving
crimes.
But what am I doing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to solve something.
What are you trying to solve?
Where is she?
Oh, my gosh. Kate, it's me. No, just women in general.
Yeah, just women.
Where'd that girl that broke my heart go?
Yeah. Or any of them.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I don't know. I've maybe just start a rumor like she's even nicer than she seems. That's probably what I'd do.
Okay.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, that's good.
Okay, that was quick. One more.
Oh, well, okay. The other one is from Caleb, who says, what would you do if you were invisible for a day?
Oh, my gosh.
Just one day you're invisible. I think we had this discussion in the car, too.
I'd go to the lottery and figure out what the next winning numbers are. I'd go.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Well, I don't know. I figure there's like a group of dudes that are in there. They're like, it's going to be this.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
You wouldn't just follow Ryan Gosling around all day?
Why would I want to do that? Because it would probably ruin the allure. What if he goes in the bathroom or something?
Well, I think he probably does.
Well, I'm sure, but I don't want to be in there.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to go into the bathroom.
I don't want to be around. I have a fear of being invisible and hearing people saying mean things about me that I thought were my friends. Like, that's a big fear for me. I really do. Like, I'm terrified that people I like and I think like me actually don't like me or think they like me but say mean things about me.
Is that why you're so fond of me? Because I say it to your face.
Right. And maybe, yeah, maybe that is because I'm like, well, I know he hates
the
me,
dirty
but he's a straight shooter.
The dirty secret, the conspiracy theory that I should purport is I actually say nice things about you behind your back.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
When I shouldn't.
Well, where would you go if you were invisible for a day? What would you do?
I don't know.
You know what I would do? I would go around and make the people that I don't like that I feel have wronged me feel like they're a little kooky. I'd go move stuff around in their house or in their office.
Mm-hmm. Make it float.
Or steal. Yeah, just like throw the whole roll of toilet paper in their toilet and then be like, when did I do that? or just like take their fridge out of their house.
It would be fun to, you know, be able to touch their nose or yes. stick a finger in their mouth when they're talking.
Yes.
Yeah. That happened to Bridget today yes. on the show, an yeah. invisible
make,
man.
Make them think they're crazy or really embarrass them and they have no idea yeah. what's happening. Just pants them right there you and they know, don't know who's doing it.
One of the funniest scenes of cinema is...
Cinema?
Yes. Is in... I can't think of the name of the movie, but it stars Morgan Freeman and Jim Carrey and Steve Carell. It's Morgan Freeman plays...
Bruce Almighty?
Yes, Bruce Almighty. And when Jim Carrey understands that he has this kind of power that he could make Steve Carell say or do anything while he's at the news desk trying to read.
Mm.
And he starts going to...
Yes, yes. See, that would be great.
I don't know what's going on.
Yes, that would be the most innocent way to get back at someone who's wronged you or been me. Yeah. If you're invisible, just go embarrass them. Embarrass them. Don't hurt them in any way or really ruin their lives. Just yeah. really make them feel shame.
Oh, I love that
good,
scene.
Good, solid embarrassment does a lot of people good.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, that is this week's episode of Lee and Haley Overtime. Tune in this week again for more St. Paddy's fun, including Irish dancing. And then after that, we're going to transition into Easter goodies.
Easter goodies.
Easter goodies. We've already got our bunnies that we made of each other last year in the background of this. We made them out of cotton balls and...
Mm-hmm. And ugly photos.
And ugly photos. Anyway.
But this episode brought to you by Damiano's. Go by and see our friends located at 503 South Upper Street in Lexington, Kentucky. They have the best pasta, pizza, possibilities, bourbon and beer. We love that place. Matter of fact, we may be there. We will be there next week doing this podcast from that location.
Damiano's. Thank you, Damiano's. And thank you to you for listening or watching. Tune into the Lee and Haley Show. Check your local listings. Follow us on social media at Lee and Haley. And then go ahead and subscribe to this podcast or to this YouTube channel. Thanks, guys. Bye.